The Chestnut Soldier by Jenny Nimmo. Read by Sean Phillips. Chapter 1. The prince did not come entirely unannounced. There were messages. They slipped through the air and kindled Gwyn's fingers. The joints ached. Things fell out of his grasp. And he knew something was on its way. They had nearly finished the barn. It only needed a few extra nails on the roof to secure it against the wild winds that were bound to come, and planks to fit for the lambing pens. That was Gwyn's task. He had never been much of a carpenter, and today he was proving to be a disaster. But he could not pretend that cold or damp was causing his clumsiness. A huge September sun glared across the mountains, burning the breeze. The air was stifling. Gwyn hated hammering on such a day. Sound seemed to sweep unimpeded into every secret place, and with his father on the roof banging away at corrugated iron, the clamor was deafening. Oh! Gwyn dropped his hammer onto a bucket of nails and thrust his fist against his mouth. What have you done, boy? Ivor Griffiths called from his perch.
Hammered my thumb, didn't I?
You need specs.
Take after you, then, don't I?
It was a family joke. Ivor's spectacles. They were always streaked with mud or lost. Gwyn could see them now balanced on a pile of planks. Is it bad? His father asked. Pain began to get the better of Gwyn, the numbing ache aggravated by a bruised and bleeding thumbnail. Better go and see Mum, his father suggested. You're no good wounded, are you?
No, Dad.
Gwyn slid a chisel into his pocket, wondering why he felt compelled to do